This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. It is the strawberry letter.
Subject: I don't do black or broke. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have a loving heart and always try to help others. That being said, the other day, I was in the discount store buying toiletries to make packets for the homeless. I keep at least 5 packets in my car at all times, and I give them out when I see the need. So I was in the checkout line, and there was a couple in front of me. I overheard the lady ask the clerk how much was tax on a $7.99 shirt. $7.99 shirt. The cashier told her 69 cents. Both the man and woman started looking everywhere for the change. I eased over to the man, and I tried to slip $2 in his hand. Sounds like a good gesture, right? Well, no. I couldn't believe the sugar honey iced tea that happened next. The half of that was with this man loudly accused me of pushing up on her man. I told her that I was just trying to help them out. She told me she didn't care and that she didn't appreciate me in her man's face. I apologized and told her that I should have given it to her, but the man was closest to me. The man was thanking me and apologizing, which made her go off even more. She was so upset that she left without buying the shirt, but kept my $2. Well, I was so mad, I yelled, "Look, you collard green-eating, insecure, EBT card-carrying heifer, I'm married to a white man. I don't do black or broke. I don't want your broke butt man."
Broke-ass man.
Like I said, that's what the letter said. Like I said, I have a loving, caring heart, and I love black people. I truly hate people with this kind of mentality. What's wrong with our people? I know I could have handled this differently. How should I have responded?
Well, I can't wait to hear Shirley answer to this.
Well, it's sure, and I can't wait to hear yours. Thank you, Steve. Well, it just doesn't sound like you love black people to me. It doesn't sound like that at all. Sounds like you hate them. And I definitely question the part about, you know, all this love you have in your heart, especially for these people you called collard green eating, insecure EBT card carrying. What? You called her that? I think you were wrong. I just don't think you slip another woman's man money. It's just not a good look, good intentions or not. It just wasn't a good look. Any other woman would have been upset with you, too, because when she looks over and sees you slipping some money in her hand, what is she supposed to think? Like what she thought, you're pushing up on her man. And, you know, you threw it out there like that because you're married to a white man? I mean, you just won't convince me that you like black people with this attitude. I mean, how should you have responded, you ask? If you really wanted to help, you could have offered to give the two of them the $2. I've seen that happen many times in the grocery store. If people come up short, the person behind them might say, "Oh, don't worry about it, I got it," or I'll pay for it. Or you could have simply given it to the cashier. If you could have said you were going to give it to her, or given it to her discreetly. I just don't think you would have reacted. I think you would have reacted the same way if someone tried to do that to you and your white man that you so proudly speak of. Steve, there's my answer.
Well, pretty good, Shirley. Here's the deal. This is lettuce kind of crazy a little bit. She opens the letter by saying, "I have a loving heart and always try to help people." Then she starts telling you what type of loving heart she has. And she has a loving heart for the homeless. She keeps 5 packets in her car just in case she run up into somebody. So she in the checkout line. Now, this is her loving heart. Her loving heart is for homeless people, and she keep 5 packs. She in the checkout line, lady buying a shirt. They ask how much is taxes. They don't have the money. So you see some people in need, and you try to help. You slip the guy $2. She see it and go off. Now, you were wrong for sliding this man the money. You know that, okay? But, and you think it was a good gesture. I understand technically what you're doing is right. The how you went about it was wrong. Okay, well, you couldn't believe the sugar honey iced tea to have next. Now, I was reading this letter, and I was thinking, when the subject says, I don't do black or broke, I thought you were white. But I was wrong. Sugar honey iced tea is a black statement. The heifer that was with the man, that's another black statement. So now I know you black. Accuse me of pushing up on her man. I told her you just trying to help him out. She said she don't care, and she didn't appreciate you in your man's face, her man's face. I apologized and told her. Now, you, so far, you're doing the right thing. You apologize. I can understand you calling her a heifer. I got that. You apologized to her, and you told her you probably should have given it to her, but the man was closest to you. And then the man, he thinking, sorry about this, and the sorry's going out, which made her more mad. Now, without buying the shirt, she kept your $2. Now, here comes the loving heart.
Right.
Look, you collard green eating insecure EBT card can heifer.
What?
The heart.
Now, let me ask you something, because now I know you black. What made you assume that she loved collard greens? And what made you assume she has an EBT card? You just assumed that with your loving heart. Then you said, I'm married to a white man and I don't do black or broke. Like I said, I have a loving heart and I love black people. Oh, do you? So the black people that you love, you assume have collard green eating tendencies, and they carry EBT cards. Now, you love black people, but not enough to marry one. See, and that's what, and I'm telling you what you said. It ain't nothing wrong with marrying who you want to, but you can't tell me I don't do black. I'm married to a white man. I don't do broke. That's reverse racism. And you just used it. And it's people like you why we're in the shape we're in today.
Hang on, Steve.
It's really simple. This woman says she has a loving heart. She helps the homeless. She met a couple in the store buying a shirt. They didn't have enough money. She slipped $2 in the man's hand. The woman went off because you won't be giving my man nothing. Get out his face. You apologize. You're doing all right. Then you told her you should have given it to her. And then you said, I love black people. She kept the $2 and walked out the store. This is where your love for black people turned. She walked out the door, you mad, so mad. You told her, you collard green eating, insecure, EBT card carrying heifer. I'm married to a white man. I don't do black or broke. I don't want your broke ass man. Mm-hmm. Now, you just handed the man $2. Then you tell the lady, I don't want your broke-ass man.
Different kind of giver.
Yeah, you a funny different giver. Kind of and you're married to a white man. You don't do black or broke. Wow. That's an interesting statement. I really don't have nothing for you, lady, except to just go,
that's a lot.
You love black people, but not enough to marry one. So your love for black people is limited because it's been prejudiced by your thoughts that black people are insecure, collard green eating, and EBT card carrying people.
Ain't some black
now you can say, like I said, I have a loving heart and I love black people. I truly hate people with this kind of mentality. What's wrong with our people? Well, the same thing that's wrong with you.
Hello.
Because you one of us. See, you black. But you hate people with that mentality. You know the mentality we hate? We hate people who don't love us enough to want to be with us. We have people in our race like you who look down on others because they done fell on some hard times. So now since you think they collard green and EBT card people, you don't even want to marry one of them. So now congratulations, you have a white man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Do you, sister? But don't tell her you don't do black or broke. Ooh. What do you mean you don't do black? Sweet. That'd be like, for example, let me give you this example, lady. Let's say I help the homeless, and I got my little 5 bags in the car like you. But I'm driving along, and I see some homeless people, but I decide that I don't do white. So now I don't help the white people out. Skip, they homeless. These bags is just for black people. See, that's what you're saying. I don't do black or broke. Like those two go together.
Right.
Well, I want to say something to you. All of us on this show happen to be black. Ain't now one of us broke. Not now one of us.
But she don't do us, though, because we black.
Yeah, black,
right.
Yeah,
she don't mess with us.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Lady, you sad. You sad the way you handle
it. You need help, man.
Yeah, and mean.
Yeah, but you're not going to change because you have this, you have a self-hatred about yourself that's carried over into the rest of the black people. So that's why you figure if you go get a white man, that'll fix it for you. Yeah. You steal the black lady in this stove.
I think she's better than.
Mm. Yeah.
White people carry EBT cards, too.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them.
And they could be insecure. And
Carla, they made them.
They like collard greens.
Just so she knows.
Yeah.
You racist on so many levels.
I'm talking about dog.
That's sad. She says she loves black people. Levels. You don't sound like you love
You're
us at all.
You're as confused as Kanye. Yeah.
It's like my grandmother said.
She real Kanye-ish.
My grandmother said, you think white ice cold, huh?
Yeah, you're right.
That's funny.
Yeah. Poor baby.
Yeah, it's sad when people are that way, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. And she thinks it's okay. She mm-hmm. sees nothing wrong with it.
No, hey, Shirley, thought it was okay, good enough to write a letter in.
I know. Mm-hmm. Like we would agree with her?
I hate people like that. How should I have handled it?
You handled it wrong.
First of all, you handled it wrong. Shouldn't have told us you don't do black people, because I do.
And she tried to sugarcoat it by saying she helps the homeless.
Right.
Yeah.
But I do black people all day long.
Yeah.
All day.
And white people too.
I do white people too, man. I do black, white,
definitely
Hispanic,
do white people.
Asian.
Thank you very much, Shirley, for putting that out there. Yeah. Yes. I don't mind doing white people. Thank you.
He was waiting, huh?
I was waiting some for your, the end.
Some of your best friends are white, Jay?
Some of my best friends are white. And let me tell you, I take this black money I get, and I hang out with white people.
But she's trying to make it like the lady. Yeah, something's wrong with the other lady for going in. You're slipping her man some money.
She should have backed down when the lady went off. She said, I'm sorry, and just walk away from it.
That's not
the lady was right.
Right, it's not a good look. You're a strange woman slipping her man some money. Anybody would have reacted. Any woman would have reacted like that woman
reacted.
Could
it be the reason she don't do black or broke because she may used to be black and broke?
Mm-hmm. Well, Steve Possibly said it. Well,
she thinks she's better now that she has a white man.
Self-hatred and all that. Mm-hmm.
Just a reflection of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's that it. Is.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like she.
Hey, y'all, I know my casino now, y'all. I just telling y'all.
Really?
What do you mean from when you were doing the prank?
When I was telling y'all I was going to be in.
No, Shirley, don't help him.
When I was telling y'all I was going to be in.
Let him weave
Mississippi.
In, because this segue ain't good. Let him go ahead.
Uh-huh. I mean,
remember how I was telling y'all left I was going to be in Tunica, Mississippi?
Way back when?
Yeah. About 30, 45 minutes ago. You remember me talking about that?
So you thought it'd be good on the strawberry letter?
Right.
Well, I thought we were through with it, Unc. So
we
I was
have
like,
really
you know,
moved on.
Okay.
Is that time
I'll wait till tomorrow.
Nah, that's Teddy, that's Teddy Riley.
Really?
I wait till tomorrow.
All right, listen, guys, we got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts.
That's pretty Kanye-ish, Tommy. That really was.
Email us your
thoughts. I'm doing it without a hat on, I tell you that. Okay?
On today's Strawberry Letter, it's Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.